online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
A Kent man accused of planning a large-scale terror attack at tourist hotspots in London has appeared in court. Ollie's got the latest for KMFM.
Police and forensic teams spent days searching Lewis Ludlow's home in Warren Wood Road in Rochester when he was arrested almost 2 weeks ago. It's claimed he'd researched and made written plans to attack the Oxford Street area and Madame Tussauds. The 26-year-old has been remanded in custody after appearing at Westminster magistrates earlier. He's facing three terror-related charges and is due at the Old Bailey next Friday.
Meantime, a man's been arrested in Kent on suspicion of terror offences after arriving in the county on a coach from France. The 42-year-old was detained at the Eurotunnel terminal in Folkestone just before one this morning. We're told the arrest relates to the conflict in Syria. The man's currently being held at a police station in the county.
KMFM News.
A Kent man who raped a young girl in West Kingsdown several years ago has been jailed for 11 years. A court heard the 49-year-old was drunk when he attacked his victim, who didn't tell anyone at the time and only came forward to police in 2015. Darren Ellis from Ash Road near Sevenoaks will be on the sex offenders register indefinitely. Scotland's become the first country in the world to bring in minimum unit prices for alcohol. Campaigners want the rest of the UK to follow. Simon's got the details for KMFM.
The price of the cheapest supermarket booze in Scotland trebled overnight to try to stop problem drinkers.
The only time I would stop is through consequences or not having any money left.
It means a 3-litre bottle of cider, which was £3.50 yesterday, now costs £11. Wales and Northern Ireland are bringing in similar laws, but the charity Alcohol Concern wants England to do the same.
If you want to reduce harmful drinking, one of the most effective mechanisms you can do that through is pricing.
The number of deaths caused by alcohol in England has risen by 11% in 10 years.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man who sent sexually explicit texts to a young teenage boy in Chatham has been jailed for 22 months. A court heard William Dunn, who's also known as William Campbell, gave the victim jewellery, cash and alcohol and asked him to send intimate pictures. The 54-year-old, who doesn't have a permanent address, admitted targeting the boy between July and August last year. Several flood alerts remain in force across Kent after yesterday's torrential rain. Lenham was the wettest place in the country, with more than 57 millimetres falling. That's above the average rainfall for the entire month of April. Firefighters rescued several people who got trapped in their cars. Colin King is from Kent Fire and Rescue.
We've had some calls that have been dealing with cars that have had trees falling on them due to the poor weather that we've had. So it's just basically trying to get that message out there for people to drive safely.
Southeastern say buses are still replacing trains after the line flooded at Maidstone Barracks. Network Rail have pumped 30,000 gallons of water from the track. It's been revealed criminals in Kent have been forced to give up more than £9 million in cash and assets over the past 2 years. Investigators can seize things like money or expensive cars under the Proceeds of Crime Act. It's then reinvested into local policing. As exam season starts, teenagers in Kent are being urged not to get too stressed with revision. Childline are offering tips for young people about to take their GCSEs or A-levels, including taking regular breaks, getting exercise and going to bed on time. Wendy Robinson is from the charity. She says parents should try not to push them too hard.
Young people take on the pressure of exams quite seriously, and we need to give them space and time to talk about their concerns, to not put them under too much pressure, to let them know that we want them to do their best, but that their best is good enough.
A 40-mile-per-hour speed limit on a road in Ashford is going to stay in place until a new junction opens on the M20 next year. Roads bosses say police speed checks could also be introduced on the A2070 Bad Munster Eifel Road because so many drivers don't stick to the restriction. Junction 10A is due to open to traffic in the autumn of 2019. And former wrestling stars The Rock and John Cena are teaming up for a new film. The pair will both appear in The Jansen Directive, which is also being produced by Dwayne Johnson's company.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and umpires are inspecting the pitch at Canterbury to see if day four of the game between Kent and Pakistan can go ahead. There's been no play for the last 2 days because of rain, which also meant no action this morning. Kent are 39-1 after the tourists made 168 on Saturday. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.